More of Lake Effect Now on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. The ferocious talent of Wisconsin actress Marty Goebel will once again be on view in town as she tackles all 16 characters that make up the play No Child by Nalaja's son. The play opens tomorrow night in Next Act Theater.
It's set in a Bronx high school where a visiting theater artist tries to make sure that none of her children are left behind.
Marty Goebel joined me in the studio recently to talk about the pleasures and challenges of single-handedly creating the world of No Child on stage, and she began with the opening monologue.
Hear that? Silence. Beautiful silence. Pure silence. The kind of silence you only find by spending years in the backwoods. Now, we ain't in the backwoods, though I'm thinking about retiring there. It's 8:04 a.m., just 5 minutes before the start of the day, and we on the second floor of Malcolm X High in the Bronx, USA. Just over there is my janitor's closet, and to the right of that is the girls' bathroom where the smell of makeup, hair pomade, and gossip fills the air in the bright, shiny morning. Over there is Mrs. Kennedy's room. She's the principal. For 17 years, she's been in charge of this group of delinquents. Academically and emotionally challenged youth. She got a lot to work with. 17 feet below my very own lay $100,000 worth of security equipment. That's 2 metal detecting machines, 7 metal detecting wands, 5 security guards, and 3 New York City police officers. All armed. Only thing we missing is the bomb-sniffing dog. Now, over there is Miss Tam's class. She's a new teacher. Used to work as an associate for one of the largest investment firms in New York City. Then, coming home after a long, dreary day of work, she read an ad on the subway. You know the ones. They promise you a lifetime full of glorious meaning and purpose if you just become a New York City police officer. Uh-huh. The devil's lair on the IRT. I adore Miss Tam. She's kind, docile. But I don't think she know what she got herself into. See, I've been working here since 1958, and I seen a lot of teachers come and go. I said, I done seen a lot of teachers come and go. I'ma say it one more time for good luck. I done seen a lot of teachers come and go. And I do believe it is one of the hardest jobs in this whole wide world. Well, shoot, I ain't got to tell y'all that. You look like smart folks. It is the most underpaid, underappreciated, underpaid jobs in this whole crazy universe. But for some miracle of God, every year he creates people that grow up knowing that that's what they're going to do with the rest of their life.
Marty Goebel, welcome back to Lake Effect. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure to see you again. And this is from the new one person, well, new to us,
yes.
One person show that you are doing. And that's one of, what, 16 characters?
Yes, that was Janitor Barron, who is the narrator of the story. Yes, one of 16 characters, including the principal and the security guard, several children, and Miss Sun, who is the teaching artist that comes into this Bronx high school to work with the kids on the play, Our Country's Good.
Our Country's Good is such a great play.
Yes, it is.
And it's so good for kids. And for anyone who doesn't know it, look it up, because
right.
It's a fantastic show about freedom and about creativity.
Right.
But this play is a wonderful sort of modern take.
Mm-hmm.
On that. And it's right in your wheelhouse because you're playing multiple characters. This is something you do so well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do enjoy it. It's tough work, though. I really enjoy it. It's a big actor sandwich, just trying to carve out, you know, characters that physically and vocally can be clear to the audience in a breath. So it's a challenge.
And not caricatures.
Not caricatures. That's really the director, Mary McDonald Kerr, is working to just make sure that I'm being real people and not making these caricatures, as you say, these over-the-top cartoonish versions of real-life people.
Why this script? What about it appeal to you?
Well, I think, first of all, that arts integration is incredibly important. It's just a great way on all subject matters to get the children moving and address all of their learning styles and to push a teacher to step outside of what they feel comfortable offering as a teacher, showing them how that they can combine the two. So I was attracted to that. I'm attracted to the fact that the education system, it's applicable, even though the show is set in New York City, it's applicable to what's going on with the Milwaukee Public Schools right now, and that is addressing the problem with standardized testing, which don't offer any real solutions.
You know, it's one of those things where art often is presented as a savior in this sort of situation. Is that the case in this play? Is it a savior or is it one of the solutions you can use?
It's one of the solutions that you can use, but it shows that attention from an educator or an administrator in the education world, when they care, it really helps the whole process for a student. But on the flip side, by them attacking this play and understanding it and processing it and drawing parallels to their own lives, you inevitably are going to help to support self-esteem because they finished the project.
And for those who don't know, the play is about prisoners who put on a show.
Our Country's Good is, yes.
And right.
And the parallel between No Child and Our Country's Good is that the children are often made to feel like prisoners, like convicts. And when you put that on them, it means that the expectations are low, which is the same for those that are imprisoned in Our Country's Good. So I think it's brilliant how she's crafted this play.
We talked a little bit about challenges for you finding who these people are. This has to be something that's also incredibly physically draining for you to move your body in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
How do you work with that? This is not the first one-person show you've done where you've done multiple characters. What are some of the things that you do to take care of yourself and to make sure that Marty is okay going into rehearsal?
Well, you know, the key artistically is that I am seeing them and mimicking what I see. So hopefully that translates to the audience as I shift through them physically. But Marty herself, you know, I'm a quick mover and and I'm pretty fit. This does take me kind of to the edge, you know. I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah, there is that.
So, you know, water, sleep, just making sure that my mind is right. I have a great support system at home, and the artistic staff and production staff at Next Act, they make sure that they're not killing me, which is nice.
Well, you also have kids yourself. You're a mom.
I do.
And so you have like kids in front of you.
I do.
To actually help you think about who these kids might be, the ones that are part of the characters of this show.
Yes, I have been living with four teenagers, and when they're not eating, they offer a great deal of material that I can draw from, just in how they process things and when they're done and when they're tired and when they're triumphant. So yes, my children in a lot of pieces are being seen on stage, and their friends. Yeah.
You know, I find that interesting. It's like we all went through that. We were all teenagers.
Yes.
But we forget.
Mm-hmm.
We forget what the immediacy of that is like and how everything is so big.
Yeah. Everything is so big. Everything has to happen, as you say, right now. And you also, I think, spend a lot of time as a teenager feeling like you're not being heard just because of the fact that you're still considered young, but you really are moving towards adulthood. And it's easy to dismiss the feelings, emotions, and motivations of a teenager, which are really the roots of where we all began. If we move past, you know, the teenage years, we have all, as you say, been there. And those parts of me I know as a teenager, many of them are still in place and have not been changed or altered since I was 15, 16, 17, 18. What I do with the information is different, but where they begin is absolutely identical to what Marty, this, you know, mature woman, feels now.
Right. And it's like tapping into all of that immediacy, but tempering it,
yeah,
you know, with experience, and you hope that you aren't battered down, mm-hmm, by life and experience by the time we get to be our age, you know, but mm-hmm, sort of remembering that,
yeah,
that must be a really wonderful thing as an actor to kind of feed back in to that part of you.
It is, you know, teenagers are physically looser. And when I am at my most comfortable and silly, then I am my teenage physical loose self. So it's nice to kind of allow myself to relax and swing my arms and, you know, shake my head and do all of those things, which as a woman, you know, I try to comport myself, you know, in a manner that's appropriate to my age.
I was going to say, take up space differently.
Yes, right. Take up space differently. They don't know to – I found that teenagers are also not aware spatially of what's around them. So they tend to move in a larger way, more like they're caged rather than they have a smaller space that is theirs. They really want to break out of that. They haven't defined what is theirs yet. So the world is their oyster and they move in that way, I think.
What a cool metaphor for what's going on in this play.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's just beautiful.
Well, Marty, I am very much looking forward to seeing you in No Child. Mm. And thank you so much for taking time out on a snowy morning.
Oh, not a problem.
To come and talk with us. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Wisconsin actress Marty Goble stars in Nalaja Sun's No Child. It opens tomorrow night at Next Act Theater. Goble plays all 16 characters in the play, and you'll find more information at a link from WUWM.com. And that is all the time we have for this edition of the show. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today. And I do hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect.
It's all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee. More news comes your way at noon from Here and Now from WBUR and NPR. But right now it's 11 o'clock and Fresh Air is next.